This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I have my friend coming on with me again as we talk about National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. That's a mouthful, but we talk about this every year. I want to promote it because we know how important it is. When we all do something, when we're a little more aware, we can make a bigger difference when we partner together. So our friends at the Fort Wayne Area Rescue Mission doing an incredible job, and the new CEO in place is a new friend, and I'm so glad to know him. Thomas MacArthur, thank you, my friend, for being here. How does this week feel to you guys?
Really blessed, Melissa, honestly, to be able to shed light into places where people feel like they're invisible, or where they feel missed or not seen, to bring not only awareness by talking about it and bringing to light some of the things that are going on in our community that we may not see, but also a call to action that we get to not just become aware of something like it's something in our mind, but to help motivate our feet and our heart into a movement towards something.
That is so beautiful. I think there is still a feeling for a lot of people. They know there is a segment of people that are homeless, but I don't think everyone even realizes, unless you've been involved with the rescue mission, that this really is a problem. There's a huge community that are suffering that we might not be aware of. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. When you think about all the pieces that are going on in homelessness, it's trauma, it's poverty, it's the working poor as well. They're struggling, they're right on the edge, and so that food insecurity and hunger. But then there's also the mental health spaces and the addiction spaces. And, you know, post-pandemic, we're seeing more and more of that impact as people have been coping in different ways that haven't always been helpful, and they really feed into each other. So how do we break through, have a spiritual breakthrough and a physical breakthrough in the crisis of homelessness?
Yes. So that's why we're talking about it this week, National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week, talking about it to bring attention to it. And Thomas, it's not just this week. It's not like this is the week where people are homeless and hungry. It's all year long. What do you want people to know to get activated to help?
Well, there's simple things that we're talking about this week, like on Thursday, to skip a lunch, feed a bunch.
Yes.
You know, like what you can do, you can literally just what you would normally spend in one meal, take that. And as you go through a day without a meal, think about and identify and have empathy for those that are hungry in our community. Mm. And then that motivation to action and taking a step, putting our feet in motion. That's what God calls us to do, is to be active in living our faith, to take that $10 or $20 or whatever it is, and donate it to a local charity or organization or ministry or at the rescue mission to be able to impact those that are struggling and hurting and in need of assistance. For example, $10 gives three meals to someone at the rescue mission.
Wow.
Just a powerful, simple way to make a difference. You can go to our website and contribute in those different ways, or find a local charity that you trust and believe in that you can engage with and help make a difference in the space of hunger and homelessness.
Thomas, thank you for the reminder of that. We need to have that reminded to us, because as we eat our food, go to our warm homes and drive in our cars, we forget that there's someone else, a lot of someone's that don't have that. So a little bit can go a long ways. Thomas, can you give us your website so someone can connect there, please?
Yeah, fwrm.org is our website, and it's all about gearing up. You know, next week is Thanksgiving. We've got Christmas around the corner as well. Some powerful ways in which we, the day before Thanksgiving, the day before Christmas, we serve 5,000 meals before Thanksgiving, 4,000 meals approximately before Christmas. There's ways in which you can volunteer on our website, ways in which you can engage, be aware, and put those feet into action. That's what God's calling us to do.
Amen. I believe that. Now it's time for an offering. So CEO Thomas MacArthur, our friend, and appreciate you, brother, and the work you're doing there. If you can do a little bit of something this week, it goes a long ways. FWRM.org stands for Fort Wayne Rescue Mission. It's also on my conversations link if you're driving and can't write it down. It's star883.com. Just click on Conversations.